to Inner Bloom, a podcast about how to live a happier, healthier, more harmonious life as you learn how to work with the universe, reconnect with your intuition, and bloom from within. I'm Alexa, a writer, producer, and EFT practitioner with a passion for all things metaphysical. And with me is my friend and co-host, Ambi.
I'm Ambi, a physical therapy assistant, mom of three, and intuitive medium who has been communicating with the spirit world since the age of five. Some might call it woo-woo, but from our perspective, anything is possible, and we intend to normalize the abnormal by sharing our own life experiences as well as intuitive insights, channeled material, wisdom from special guests, and any other resources we believe will help our souls expand and thrive.
So we are really, really, really excited to have here a guest with us on Inner Bloom Podcast, Jerome Gross. And Jerome is an intuitive reader and energetic healer. He describes what he does as an enlightened way of being, energetics and meditation. He offers private sessions, a meditation course, and yoga videos online to help people learn this technique to heal, transform, and empower the mind, body, and spirit. Hi, Jerome. Welcome to Inner Bloom.
Hello. Yes. Hello, Alexa and Ambi. Thank you for inviting me to come on. I'm excited.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. We're excited. I've been telling Ambi about you because I, like, found you. I don't know if you remember. This was, like, a few weeks ago. You were doing a live stream somewhere, and I don't know what was going on with me. I was having, like, a very weird day, and you really helped me out, and I immediately messaged you and was like, you gotta come on our show.
That is awesome. I'm so glad. Well, I'm glad that happened.
I am too.
I never know what's gonna happen. Sometimes I'll get on and nobody's on there. But sometimes there's so many I can't get to everybody.
Yeah. So
it's like that.
It's all about divine timing, right?
That's right.
So you're gonna do some of that, of what you were doing when I found you that day. But before we get into that, you know, we always love to hear our guests' stories and, you know, where did you come from and what got you into what you're doing now and what do you do now?
Mm. Oh, wow. Okay. So let's start with, I was raised in Eastern philosophy. Originally, the teachings of Satya Sai Baba, he was a world teacher in India, and Amici. I don't know if you've heard of those names, of those saints. And Amici is still living. She's known as the Hugging Saint. But through their teachings, and mostly being in India, the teachings are through the lens of Hinduism, Eastern philosophy, though the core of the teachings are universal. They call that Sanatana Dharma, the eternal truth. This in throughout all the different traditions of wisdom. So anyway, that's what I was raised with, meditating and using mantras and chanting and affirmations was just a natural thing, I think, in the house. Mm-hmm. Now, I just say for me, I guess I took to it because my brother and sister didn't. they're a little different. But as I started to grow more and learn more, I think, you know, doing that regular practice starts to evolve you. You know, it starts to change you. You start for one reason, whatever the reason. And I learned not to judge for any reason a person takes themselves onto this path of healing or personal growth, whether to acquire some gifts or some abilities. I ran track and played football. I was trying to get faster. See if I can throw some jukes. If the masters and teachers could levitate and do some things, maybe I can do something. You know what I mean? So, and it just, I would use it. I would do my visualizations and open up to a message on how I need to be in the world to be more embodied of that presence and power. And then, you know, it starts to change. You know, the perception of the world starts to change and shifting in the world. So that's how I started growing. Now, the influence of the healing arts was through my mom. She had rheumatoid arthritis. And she would go. Now, I know you said Amby, you're in San Diego. She would go to Encinitas at the time, and that's like the hub in San Diego for healing and spirituality and all that stuff. So we go over there and make that drive, half an hour to get those treatments. And I started learning from those healers. And whenever a healer would come through town, I would also take their courses. So that's how I started. And it was funny, I noticed what they were teaching is something that is in all the traditions of wisdom. Healing is just a focus of your intention, of the energy that you're invoking through your prayers or your mantras. And so it just came pretty natural. So that's how I started. Now, the evolution of people always ask, how do you become more intuitive? I don't think I'm not like a seer, like I can see technicolor and things happening like that. I think it developed over time. While I was in college, I took a training in clinical hypnotherapy and hypnosis. And it just kind of evolved through the practice, you know, sitting with people while I'm in hypnosis, while they're in hypnosis, and try to see where they're at to guide them through their inner journey for transformation. As I was describing what I'm seeing, they would say they would be seeing that before I said it. So that's what started. And I didn't realize that would happen. So it just started to evolve from there more and more. So that's how I started to become more intuitive. And then the energy healing, I think that's just a natural thing. If you just visualize, just the technique of visualizing light coming out of your palms of your hands, if you can see it and feel it, it is happening. What really got me, though, my major was physical education, fitness and training, teaching and coaching. And I've taken, you know, sports psychology, and then we're taking physical therapy. And I was like, I had just, and in the summer, I just came back from India to see my teacher, Satya Sai Baba, who I mentioned. And when I came back, I saw this free demonstration of this master, Choa Kok Sui. He taught this technique called pranic healing. And I took the course, and I had strained a hamstring that season. It was still strained. And we were working on it all season, but since I was gone, I wasn't getting worked on. I went there, and I just raised my hand for the demonstration. And the guy, just for about 5 minutes, waved his hand over my leg from about 5 feet away. And the pain was gone, like the ache and pain. When I moved it quickly, it was... And so I said, they're not teaching me this in school. This is something different. And I said, how come? And that sparked something in me. And I felt like, man, this more people should know about this. We need to know about this thing here, you know. And I felt the same way when I started taking the clinical hypnotherapy and hypnosis. I took in the psychology classes, but they weren't teaching me how to actually apply, you know, real tools in the world to make transformation and a shift. It would talk about psychology and how it worked, the subconscious mind and conditioning. And so it really sparked a thing like our culture, traditional education didn't fully serve us as a human being. Maybe to get a job, that's the focus, to be able to make money, position ourselves, but to live, to learn how to really live with ourselves. We're going to have a body. We're going to have our mind, and we are this spirit being. And to know how to really use and apply that is, I think, really valuable to everybody. Because, you know, as you know, this world could have us running ragged, trying to make it work, you know, for some of us. So we need to know how to balance, stay balanced and centered and stay connected. I think most people want that. I think what makes people not connect is sometimes we're in a situation where we need to hustle so hard we get disconnected from our feeling because we're trying to be a warrior and make stuff happen so hard. And that, when I think about that, it makes me sad when we get into that place, you know. Oops, I'll do that.
How can people, do you have like a tip, like something that you think people could do when they get into those cycles in order to come back into their balance?
Well, it helps that, first of all, just from the externals, it helps to have a community, you know, that definitely helps. But I say people need three things. They need, first they need an inner practice. They need an inner practice that's strong enough and deep enough to dehypnotize the conditioning of the world that's coming at them, the limiting perceptions and the, and sometimes, you know, it's negative feedback from other people, maybe from our past, but just also the, you know, the limited conditioning of, you know, of society, of just being, I mean, as a woman, as experienced as a, I had to go here, but that's what's just coming up, as a black male, just the unsaid, you know, even it's not even, yeah, the unsaid things has just come up. You have to have a practice, an inner practice that is strong enough and deep enough to center us in that place where we have the awareness that we are that source, presence, connected with all, feeling of oneness, where we can heal, release limiting perceptions and that stress. So that's the main thing. Other than that, meditation, learn an inner process of transformation, how to, because sometimes you can meditate, but then there are real issues like a loss of a loved one, you know, a loss of a job. The meditation just not going to help that completely. You know, you got to go to the core of our being and to feel where we're feeling like we are so vulnerable. And open up the spirit to allow that presence to come in and heal, transform, shift the perception, open up to grace, you know, and then energy healing. I don't want to forget that. I think everybody should learn energy healing, which is, I feel like, is a natural evolution of meditation. It's expanding the felt sense that we get in that meditation to expand it to another person, to whatever issue that arises. Allowing that presence to be there as well. That's a, and it increases our awareness that, our feeling of empowerment, that our thoughts and our intentions, our consciousness can have a positive effect on the world around us. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes when we feel alone and we feel overwhelmed, that it doesn't feel like that, you know. So anyway, that's what I think people could do for, you know, for themselves when they get into those places, learn to do the practices, do the work, and it's going to evolve. Your spiritual practice evolves over time, you know, so yep. Let it deepen. See what comes up to let it deepen and learn from everybody. Mm. Yeah. I can tell it's getting dark.
Is okay. Yeah, a little bit. It's okay. I can still see you. I don't know, Ambi. I don't know what goes on, Jerome. Maybe you can like fill me in on this. But like every time I watch you talk, something comes over me, and it just feels like a blanket. Like, and I've seen a lot of healers. Like, I've been around healers. I've been around people, but I don't know what it is. It's like suddenly I'm just like as still as I've ever been, and I feel very calm. How does that work?
You're the second person that said that this week. I'm serious.
I believe it.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna get out of my car real quick.
Ooh, that thing.
I don't know.
Going on a road trip.
I'm gonna get out of my car because it's getting dark and I don't want to miss everybody.
Mm-hmm. All good.
Okay. Sorry.
No worries at all. Oh, I was just looking.
I'm actually on the edge of my seat. I don't know why. You're just sitting.
Okay, is the background noise too much?
Nope.
It's not? Okay, because I'm at this business park. I was doing a corporate yoga class, and it's next to a freeway. Yeah. All right. Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay. So, okay, here's my first, I have to share this experience. You asked about, you know, when I speak. Remember I was talking about you need to practice strong enough and deep enough to release subtle and unconscious tensions and limiting perceptions and all of that.
Yeah.
So during that time, I developed, when I was younger, I developed this practice. I call it the light body practice. And it's like, I do a chanting, I do a mantra. And when I don't have a time restraint, I do it until there's a felt sense of that embodiment of that mantra. The main one I do is a Gayatri mantra. But it can be any prayer from your tradition of wisdom, as long as you embody the presence that it invokes. It's not the words so much, but you can feel the presence come. Then I do this free form movement where once I feel that presence, I'm listening to how the body wants to move, almost like a spontaneous free flow of yoga or Tai Chi or Qigong. I'm going to let that presence just move my body, just surrender to it, just embody that. And you can feel it. It's speaking to you through the felt sense of peace, bliss, well-being. Like, here's a practice right here. Like, if you just did your head and neck and just move the head and neck, only in the angles and positions that expand that feeling of peace, bliss, and well-being, relaxation through the whole body. And you can feel a sweet spot there. Just follow that. Let it draw your awareness inward. This starts to put you into a meditation. What you are listening to is that, I feel, is that natural creative intelligence innate within us that breathes our breath, beats our heart. That same creative intelligence is in all life, causing a tree to grow, flowers to bloom, the earth to turn. It's really palpable. You can feel that, right? As you are doing that. So I'm embodying that presence after doing that mantra. And then I do this practice of the breathing. You can breathe. I do the pranayama. I just say, I just do three different breathing exercises. Breathing does one thing. It connects you to that source that you were just feeling, but you're doing it through the breath. And also it loads the body with prana or chi, that life force. So if you were to do that and scan your energy field, you know how you can feel sometimes people's energy?
Yeah.
And they were to do that pranayama breathing exercise. After that, and you scan them again, their chi, their light body would be more palpable. It would be stronger, maybe even bigger. You just do the pranayama, the breathing. Then after you're breathing, I do this practice. It's called the microcosmic orbit. So I imagine this light, this source, presence above my head. And I'm just relaxing, expanding this light as I breathe in down the front of my body, up the back. That's called the microcosmic orbit. It's a Taoist practice used to energize the light body, the prana, the chi. And once that's done, I store that in each chakra, all the way up, all the chakras from the root, all the way up the spine to the crown and all the way up. So now my body is just, it's just loaded with this life force, this chi, embodying presence. And from there, I just expand that out from my heart, like a regular light meditation to the whole community, to the earth, to people. And okay, I don't want to get off track. The reason why I said all of that, I do all of that, right? It took a long time to say, but it takes about maybe 15 minutes, 10, 15 minutes, unless you do rounds of that. You can do rounds of that, like 3 to 6 rounds of that. One time I got a job and I was being trained, and the lady was a smoker. A chain smoker. So she always had like a little part of her that was hankering for this a cigarette. But she told my friend, this she's like my second mom, who helped me get the job. She said, you know, whenever I get around him, I notice that edginess for that hankering of the cigarette is gone. Wow. Just when I'm hanging around. Just now, I did not know that. She just said that. And I would do that every morning. So I'd go to work and have this presence around me. And I really think it was because of the practice. It was this light body practice. And yeah, I mean, and I wasn't intentionally trying to do anything, any type of healing on her. It was just the presence. And I think there's nothing special about me except for I just did this practice, you know.
Yeah, you were like holding the field. Sorry, Andy.
Yeah.
So when you do this practice every day, do you set an intention before you start your practice?
Yeah, that is what the mantra is for.
That makes sense. Okay. Yeah.
See, so you start with the mantra, and that's what you're trying to invoke. It could be like Om Namah Shivaya, which is the name of one of the Hindu gods, but really Shiva is pure consciousness. You're surrendering, embodying that source that is pure consciousness. It can be, I say the Gayatri mantra, and that's an invocation of light, presence. Mm. That source that pervades the universe's light to illuminate our intelligence and embody that presence. So I think that's why you have that experience.
Yeah, because it reminds me of Jesus, like how they talked about Jesus, how he would like he knew your wellness so strongly that people could not be sick around him. Like when they came into contact with him, they would have spontaneous healings because he knew your wellness, and he held that field, like he held the field around mm-hmm. him. So you could not be sick in his presence. And like, I feel like whatever's happening, whenever I get into your field, you know, even though we're not next to each other, it's quantumly, but like it feels yep. like something like that. Like you're holding it so strongly. You're holding the light so strong that it has this just like very calming effect. I wanted to ask you, can you, you know, just, I looked at the time, so we're about like 30 minutes in somehow, or 25 minutes in. Just to get, it's so crazy how time flies. So just to get people queued up, if people do want to have, like do a healing with you here on this live stream, what do you need to know from them?
What it is they want to work on. That's it. Their name and what it is they want to work on.
And can it yeah. be physical or emotional or?
Either. If it's physical, I like to do physical and demonstrations. It makes it easier because then there's a real actual.
Right.
Like on a scale of 1 to 10, you know, they can have a marker and everything. Okay. Emotional too. I mean, if they can feel the level of discomfort, then they can, like, they can feel the shift.
Mm. Okay.
If they can rank it, even if it's emotional, rank it on a scale to 10 to 1, 10 being the most discomfort and 0 being no discomfort.
Okay. Yeah. So if you're listening, if you're watching and you want Jerome to do some healing on you, I think I see, I'm not sure if you guys can see comments. I can see comments right now. Can't see them?
Nope.
I can't see them. I'm going to be right back. I'm going to get a jacket because I'm outside.
Okay.
I'll be right back. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So I might have to relay, but I think it'll be okay.
I think you do. But you have like a really bad delay right now.
I do?
Yeah.
Yikes.
It just, we, like, the conversation is fine, but your mouth, like, the video is off from the audio.
Weird.
All right, that's a little better.
Hey. Am I delayed, Jerome?
A little bit.
Oh, weird.
I don't know what you can, oops, sorry about that.
That's all good.
I don't know what you could do about that, but am I delayed then? If you're delayed,
I don't
know.
Delayed?
You're not delayed,
Jerome.
Okay. All right.
You guys have to listen to me. Oh, you know what? I think I could do something about that. Hold on a second. Okay. How about now?
Let's see.
Well, that was not good.
Say something again.
Okay, I'm back. That was a fail. Do you hear me now?
I can hear you clearly.
Cool.
But
your video's gone.
Just don't look at me then.
Okay.
Okay, so yikes. Are we all delayed? Hold on a second. So if you're watching and you want... The other thing I was thinking, if Jerome can't see the comments, but he wants to just go back on our Facebook page, and then he can, like, work with people directly. Hi, Kimmy. Are you still here? What's up, Bambi?
I said Kimmy!
Kimmy. Yeah, I was just watching you do a reading for her earlier. Let's see. I don't know if my end, hold on a second.
I can't actually look at you. It's freaking me out.
Everybody's telling me that I'm delayed. Great. hold on a second.
Jerome, I miss San Diego.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty nice here.
Yeah.
It's pretty nice here. Actually, though, it's a fall, though. But the fall in San Diego, that means it might be like 69, 68 degrees.
It was actually, I'm in Virginia, and it was 80 degrees today.
Oh, in Virginia?
Wow.
Yeah, it was crazy.
That's pretty good.
And yes, that's, it's so hot.
That's pretty warm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
I'm
pretty
warm. I'm not complaining. I like it.
Okay, so sorry, guys, that I'm delayed. I'm, like, reading the comments now. Everyone's like, it's really trippy. Sorry.
It is really trippy.
It looks a little funny.
I don't know how to make it stop. Okay.
But your voice is on time, right, though?
Yeah, okay. Your voice is
on time. Everyone just don't look at me. okay. So, Jerome, is this going to work if I relay to you the people that want to the healings, or do you need to, like, be looking at them, what they're saying directly?
I think it should work. We'll see.
All right.
I think that their name carries a vibration.
Okay.
If you can see it, then... Let's see. Okay. Let's see what comes up.
Cool.
I'm open to it.
Can we ask for one, Jerome? Can we do it too?
Oh, yes. That is what it's for.
Okay.
Yay. Yeah, let's start with that.
Okay.
Okay. Well, you know my name, Ambi, and
yes.
I'd like to work on courage.
Courage. All right. Okay. So, let's see. Mm-hmm. So, Ambi.
Do I just sit here? Do I do something?
Well, I might ask a question since I can talk to you, you know.
Okay, yeah.
On Facebook Live, you can't really talk to people. They have, you know, communication is through text. So, since I can talk to you. All right. So, here's what I would do with that, with this situation. While I'm doing the energy work, when you think of the times that you need courage, right?
Right.
Think of those times when you feel like you need courage, you need more courage, and you can feel maybe some doubt, maybe the body tense. Notice where in the body you feel.
My head.
Okay. Headache. So you're going to bring, say that again?
I get a headache.
Okay. Bring your awareness to that place in the head. And so... Mm-hmm. You're needing courage, but see, how is it making you feel? Mm-hmm. All right, so when I think of that situation, I feel the body tense up, mm-hmm. creating the tension in the head. All right. The core of your being, the feeling of doubt. When I think of your head, though, I don't feel the tension there. I feel it more in your in the throat area, the tenses.
Yeah.
That feels like trusting that you're enough. So I'm just going to bring awareness to that place. And that part of you that makes the judgment that you're not enough, I'm just going to relax. And when I relax, that shifts the energy there. And open. Mm-hmm. Let's do this. You can shift the point of identity from being you, that part of your being that feels it's not enough, to shifting to to the other part of your being that is always enough, that has infinite potential, boundless energy, creative intelligence. Mm-hmm. There's a, let's see, in the throat center, so I feel that thought come back in, that thought form come back in, that you haven't, now you, before it was, I'm not enough, now is, you haven't done enough. So let's just clear that. But to clear on a deeper level, at the core of your being, that part of your being that feels like it's doing the work, that has to do something to solve it. I like to tell people, wherever you feel that yearning to overcome, but have that feeling of doubt, just relax. Let go of all effort of reaching, striving, planning, trying to understand. Just relax. And as you relax, those very muscles and nerves for you in the throat and maybe in the head, also in the perineum, at the bottom of the pelvis, relax. That root chakra, just relax. And as you relax, that relaxation is an opening to source. Another way to say it is that surrender. You're relaxing, allowing that presence that moves and breathes all creation into being to pour into your being. That's already innate within you, that is already breathing your breath and beating your heart, organizing with perfect timing and intelligence, the internal organs, the immune system, digestive system, the nervous system, doing that perfect work, that same creative intelligence is in all life. So I'm trying to shift the perception at the core of your being to know that that part of you is within you, that creative intelligence. And so that source that is growing trees and with strength, inspiration, flowers to bloom with perfect symmetry and beauty, the earth to rotate and orbit around the sun with perfect timing, intelligence, creating nurturing and nourishing all life. Source where the sun gives his light from, that radiance presence. That presence is innate within you. And I want you just to relax the throat, the brain, the head, the abdomen, the pelvis, root chakra, and just relax and open. Now, as you follow that, I call that the inner process of transformation. If you can do that on your own, I just verbalized it. I even teach this to my kids so they could do it. But the energy work is cool because then you can tune into more things that are more cumbersome for the mind to see and feel if a person's not used to it, like karma, past life karma, related to, I'm just getting struggle, the habit of struggling to get needs met, so, or to accomplish the belief system, even yeah, the belief system too, in order to accomplish, we have to struggle. That's what's coming up. Which is, I think that's prevalent now too, but for you, that's where the issue is coming from that I'm feeling at the moment. So I'm just going to bring awareness to that, relax, open, bring the truth that that source that moves and breathes all creation with that power, grace, harmony, balance, beauty is already there. And so relax, allow it to do its perfect work. So now when I think of that issue, I feel a little bit better. And I feel a little pressure here in the forehead. So let's clear that. So Ambi. Now I check all along the spine. So I scan your spine from the root all the way up to the top and any place where I notice a tension. I just send that awareness of that source, the vibrational frequency of that there. Mm-hmm. So now I get a little more information. I might be talking to more people. I might be talking to me too, but that need to struggle and strive so that we can accomplish is just a need to. So when we accomplish, we can feel, you know, that we're lovable, worthy. But the truth is we are already that, you know, we are already that source. So we can relax and open to that source of already being whole and complete, worthy, good enough. We are that source. You are that source. Okay. All right. So now when I tune into your energy field, Ambi, I feel relaxed.
I feel relaxed.
Oh, good, good. So you can feel the shift.
Me too.
Yes. Okay. So I'm going to stabilize that. And are the masters and teachers, your master's teachers, guys, working with you to process that in ever deeper and more profound ways to unfold your most positive qualities, highest potential. And that all should just manifest as courage naturally. Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, now I feel your heart. I feel my heart open up when I think of you. Okay. Okay. Om. Namaste. Om Shanti.
Thank you.
That. You're welcome. Yes.
As Jerome does this, look at his hands, because it was, did you see? Like, it was incredible. So everything around me was like fuzzy, and it was just focused in on your hands, and that was so clear. And then it was like, you were here with me. It was like you were sitting right here with me, and it felt almost like you were jumping out of the phone. It was so amazing. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thanks for sharing that and that confirmation.
Ambi, do you know what that reminds me of?
What? If you say the story that I told, I already was thinking that.
Yes, the story that you told on the podcast is crazy.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Okay.
Thank you.
Go ahead with other people. I'm sorry I took up the time. Go ahead.
It's all right.
No, I'm worth it. It's okay.
Yes. Okay. Yes, you are. That's right.
I feel like everyone watching got benefit too. So I can't believe I have to talk like this. This is great. Okay. Okay, Jerome.
Is that, oh, that why you're doing that? So that nobody can see
yes,
your mouth?
So that it's not weird. Okay. Mm-hmm. Maria, I hope you're still here. Give like a thumbs up or something if you're still here. But Maria says, my name is Maria. I would like to work on speaking my truth and being authentic.
Speaking the truth and being authentic. Okay. Maria. Okay. So as I tune into Maria's vibration, actually what I do is I just try to be Maria. I try to see, I see her, her energy body in front of me and between my hands as I'm working, and I try to feel what she's feeling, speaking her truth. So I feel that in the solar plexus. And in the solar plexus, I'm feeling there's a sensitizing event that keeps getting confirmed. Now, that just created a limiting perception that keeps getting confirmed now. So let's see where that is. That's the solar plexus. And I just get an image of like somebody leaving, and you're running after the person, and yeah, and you're running after the person, and maybe it was 'cause something you said simply. Fear of loss. Okay, so this is where that inner process of transformation helps, you know. But you can bring awareness right to that core of your being, the fear of loss. And not being loved, you know, with the person you're running after. Was in this scene that I'm seeing, past life, this life, yeah, I get it's this life sometime. And the fear that people may not like your truth and you'll lose affection. So what you're really yearning for at the core of your being, what the soul is yearning for, I always ask that question, what is it that we're wanting? It would satisfy the soul. And in this case, the core of your being is love in a form of affection, which you don't want to lose if you say the wrong thing. And so, you can probably feel how much energy is going out, Maria, from your being. Wanting affection or acknowledgement, and how much energy is taking to control the situation through your words, what you say. So I'm just going to invite you, just for this moment, just as an idea, at the core of your being, where you feel that yearning for affection, and the need to control by your effort the outcome. Relax. Just relax. Let go just for this moment. You can come back to it if you want to, but just relax. And at the core of your being, imagine a window or a door. And as you relax, that those very muscles and nerves in the body where you feel that tension, it might be your solar plexus, it might be the heart, but you're going to relax those muscles and nerves. And as you relax, see if you can allow that window, that door to open. And on the other side of that window, that door is that source where the sun gets its light from, the source of all light and splendor. The source where of all harmony and balance, connectedness, source of all affection, love in all its forms, connectedness. And just relax and open up to that, knowing that that source that moves and breathes all creation into being is pouring into your being just by relaxing. And the more you relax, that effort of trying to control and the yearning for an affection from others or fear of losing it, just relax and open. Even the most subtle nerves that engage, relax. That allows that opening for that presence to come in. I feel like most healing happens, energies of healing, empowerment, transformation, most of that happens through our surrender, letting go, allowing. No effort on our part. You're just allowing that presence, which is beautiful, which says that if you just be without any effort on your part, just be, relax, let go of the effort, the reaching, striving, wanting, expectation, that you can feel that presence, that source, choose you as worthy enough for life and well-being. Just relax. And just even relax the judgment or guilt that you might have done something wrong. Letting go of all idea of right or wrong. We're just being, trying to make it in this world. Just relax. Okay. So as I scan your energy field now, the solar plexus, Maria, I feel a release there. Okay. So how's she doing? How are you doing, Maria? Mm-hmm. So with that, the speaking your truth should just become natural because you know that you are that source of what you're already yearning for, the source of all love. You are that love. It's already innate within you, just full and complete. And so the need for that to come from outside is not so great. You can relax. Let the ones that come that resonate with you and your truth, they'll come. They'll come. All right. So I hope that helps, Maria.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And then we'll just do one more.
Okay.
This is Sunshine M. Curtis. She says, hold on, she said a lot of things. Maria said, sorry, Maria said she feels amazing and a bit excited. So
awesome. That's good.
Yeah, it is good. Sunshine says, hold on, I'm just scrolling up slowly. Okay. She says, my name is Sunshine. I don't know if it's male or female, but Sunshine says, my name is Sunshine Curtis. I just recently lost my daughter. Kind of going through it in love. I feel like I'm in limbo. My health, it's either anxiety or something else, but it's hard to breathe at times.
That's tough. I know that's, this is where that inner process of transformation helps. That's when there's a regular meditation and breathing exercise. It'll help relax a little bit, but you got to go to the core of your being. And the challenging part is that, you know, you have every right to grieve, which is natural and okay. Is her daughter still living? Or she just lost her daughter and like in a court case or something, and she doesn't have her daughter.
Sunshine, can you specify? Oh, she is female. Okay. Like, yeah, can you specify?
Okay. But anyway, I'll go right into that and just see what comes up. Okay, the feeling that you could have done something to prevent this comes up. So let's clear the judgment. about that. But out of love, the thing about this loss or any the heaviness of these feelings, there's the one side of the coin is the grief and the loss. The other side is something that you're wanting that you don't have anymore, something that you're really wanting that you don't have or that you fear you've lost. All of that that you feared that you might have lost, is within you. But that's not connecting. I want to say, mostly not to be so hard on yourself about something that you feel like you could have prevented, whether you could have prevented it or not, just for this moment. I'm gonna relax and open to that source that is always loving. Is loving you right now. The source that moves and breathes all creation is breathing life into you right now. Beating your heart, breathing your breath, organizing perfect timing, cells in your body, immune system, digestive system. In fact, wherever you feel your body engaged and tensing up, just relax and open to that source. I'm not even getting to focus on your daughter, just mostly on just her sadness and feelings of guilt. Let's clear all of that. When I say is that source is already present within you, I like to use the breath in this practice. And to say that while I'm doing this energy work on you, sunshine, let go of all effort in breathing. I know you said that your breathing becomes shallow, or I think you said, you know, the body is tense. Just completely relax. Let go of all effort in breathing. Don't try to breathe. Don't try to control the breath. Let the breathing be shallow, still, or deep. The breathing may stop. Let that be okay. Just completely relax. Allow the experience of being breathed to happen. Just allow the experience of being breathed. You may notice where you bring your awareness right into the areas where you feel that sadness or discomfort. You may notice the breathing may stop or feel labored or forced. That's natural. But just be there and just relax and open to that source that moves and breathes all creation. Source causes trees to grow, flowers to bloom, the earth to turn, that breathes your breath. That source of all consciousness that is allowing you to be aware of this moment right now. The source of all consciousness of all life. Source of all life and consciousness, even of your daughter. And just relax and open to that. And the more you relax and allow the experience of that presence, the awareness of that presence and being breathed, you'll feel that area become more relaxed, release subtle and unconscious tensions, the experience of being breathed happening. And when you can hold your awareness now without resistance or tensions, I want you to be aware that without any effort on your part, that is source, that universal creative intelligence embodied within you, breathing you into being, saying, you are worthy of life. Live. Allow your whole body to feel it. As you're experiencing being breathed, allow your whole body to experience being breathed. If you feel any muscles and nerves engaged, tensing, involuntarily tightening, bring awareness to those places, relax, open, allow the experience of being breathed, even through the bones and muscles, nerve cells, the brain. whenever there's a doubt, a tension that arises, just bring your awareness right to that very place in the brain or the spine, the nervous system, the emotions, the heart, solar plexus, and just relax. And allow the experience of Source to breathe you into being, proving to you, making it known to you that you are okay. There's no judgment from that place about this to you, except for the one that we might try to, sometimes we hold, we are conditioned to hold about ourselves. Know that that same Source is with your daughter as well, wherever she is. And you can send, what we can do as human beings that makes us different from animals, we can move, wherever we bring our consciousness, we bring that Source of all consciousness, that Source that moves and breathes all creation, Source of all life and consciousness, to wherever it is we bring our awareness, our consciousness. That's how this energy healing works right now. And so, if you think of your daughter and just relax, without resistance, tensions, with the awareness of that Source that moves and breathes all creation is there for her and is the Source of her consciousness, you're allowing that presence to bring harmony and balance and well-being to her. It always brings harmony and balance and well-being and goodness. It's causing the earth to turn and flowers to bloom, the sun to shine with perfect harmony and balance, timing, intelligence. It is doing all of that all the time out of love, unconditional love. Okay. All right. I hope that helps. That's a heavy one. Yes. I hope that helps. Sunshine.
Sending love to you, Sunshine.
Yeah, sending love to you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jerome. Like, I'm so relaxed right now. I'm just like, thank you so much, Jerome, for it's about an hour, so I know you have to go because you have another class, but
yeah.
Sunshine says thank you.
Oh, I'm so glad. Thank you for allowing me to do the work and an opportunity to share this Facebook Live with you. And I think it's cool. This is my first one I'm doing with this work, so with you guys. With another person, so it's kind of cool with me.
It was fun besides this whole thing. Is it still happening, by the way?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Cool. Where can people find you, Jerome? Where can people contact you?
Well, I do have a Facebook page. It's called An Enlightened Way of Being, Energetics and Meditation with Jerome.
We'll tag that on this video. We'll tag it.
Yeah. And if anyone's interested in the breathing exercises I just did, that inner process of transformation and meditations, it's in my 5-day guided meditation course. You can find that at mindbodyfitsd.com. And yeah.
And you do private like healing as well.
Right? Yep. Matter of fact, if anyone does purchase that 5-day guided meditation course, I give a complimentary session. And it's only $25, so.
Yeah,
it's worth it.
Great deal.
Yeah, I could do that right now because it's not like a whole bunch of people are calling me all over and I don't have any time.
Well,
so we just make the time, purchase the course. It'll have all of those meditations in there and I'll give you a free complimentary session on that purchase there.
Take him up on it while you still can.
Yeah. That was amazing. Just the little mini session that you did with me. That was amazing.
That's awesome.
I didn't even get a session, and I was, like, getting the most beneficial feeling I've ever gotten. I was, like, totally receiving everything, so. Thank you.
On that Facebook group, I lead people through that. I've been leading people through the light body practice. Mm. So you can just jump on if you ever see it, or just go to the page and get an old one if you can find it.
Yeah.
And just follow along and see what it does. It fits.
We will tag you. I just can't get over this. We will tag you. We will tag the page so it's easy for you guys to find in this video. And we'll also put it in the show notes because this will be an actual episode. So
awesome.
Yeah. So Jerome, we'll have to like do this again sometime.
Okay. Yes. Anytime.
Awesome. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. But I got to get going. Thank you very much. Namaste.
Namaste.
Alexa and Ambi. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Good night.
Okay. Good night. Goodbye.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, we would love, love, love it if you would give us a rating and review on Apple iTunes or wherever you get your podcast. If you'd like to get in touch for a reading with Ambi, an EFT session with Alexa, or just to say what up, we would love to hear from each and every one of you. And you can email us at innerbloompodcast@gmail.com or follow us on Instagram and Facebook at innerbloompodcast. Until next time, remember, open your heart to the seeds of love and light and bloom from within.